Dallas Fremont 105.3 here with Josh and Sarah from Fantagram. So stoked to have you guys back in the Bay and ready for some more new music. We've got 3 new songs this year so far.
Yes, we do.
And you've spent time recording a new record where? Joshua Tree?
We did a little there, but we mostly recorded it in Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles.
Dope.
But yeah, we have some new tunes coming out. We have a lot of songs. Excited for people to hear, but we can't tell you when. We like to keep things a surprise.
Yeah, I've been waiting since we first got into Happiness. Like, okay, EP dropping, album dropping. So we're still waiting on news on that, and obviously on Into Happiness. You're doing a bit more singing, Josh. Is there more of that on this upcoming record?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing about as much as usual. Maybe it's this new album, I think, is a little bit more along the lines of Eyelid Movies, in the sense that I'm singing a little bit more. Am I? I don't know. But, I mean, usually I have Sarah sing on a lot of the stuff, but
I think compared to maybe the last album, Three, there's a few more songs.
Yeah, yeah, but it's we have a lot of new music and we're really excited about it. So stay tuned.
And this decade sort of began with Eyelid Movies, and it's ending, you know, within a spiral. Mm-hmm. Have you guys gotten to really reflect on what this decade has meant to you? I mean, you got to release a project with Big Boy and all that. Have you sat and thought, like, dang, we actually did a whole lot.
Yeah, we've looked back at things and we count our blessings and, you know, feel really grateful to be a band that can last this long, especially this day and age where everything is kind of flavor of the week vibes and people don't really consume music the same way. So we pride ourselves on being one of the last, like, organic touring bands that started out of this kind of like indie scene, New York City based indie avant-garde ish electronic scene. And we're still here and we have a lot more juice in us to keep going.
Well, we're stoked that you guys are back in the Bay and that there's more new music on the way, and to the 2020s being another fantastic decade for Fantagram.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah. It's the roaring 20s are nearly upon us. So, about damn time, and excited to have you tonight at the Mezzanine before that place shuts down, and cool to see you in more of like a club setting.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty intimate.
Have we played there before?
No, but most of this run for the holidays is pretty intimate venues, so it's fun.
Yeah, I saw the Denver one was in a tinier place than I've seen you guys in a long time.
It was the very first venue we'd ever played in Denver, so we played there 10 years ago, I think.
About probably around there,
maybe not 8, 9, 10, something.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 253, something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't sold out when we played the first time.
No, I mean, I don't know.
But it was awesome. We love. It's fun to just do these kind of fly in, fly out shows.
Wow.
We didn't stop in San Francisco when we were on our last tour. So this is great.
Yeah. Fantastic to have you back before the end of the decade. And thank you guys for being with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.